One thing that I take away from last night's game, and I'm not sure what your thoughts are on this, but the biggest takeaway for me is the AFL should never have another Thursday night without football. The AFL should never have another Thursday night without an AFL game, in my eyes. But Thursday night footy, we're told, the word is the AFL is going to bump it from the fixture again for the last four rounds of this season. There's actually no Thursday night game scheduled for next round anyway, so there'll be no Thursday night game next week, disappointingly, but it is a split round, so maybe it's something that they couldn't overcome given there's only a few games on next week and it's a split round. By the way, next week's round will start on Friday night with Geelong hosting the Dogs, and the Cats hoping, I'm told, to get more than 50% as their crowd number. So they're hoping for 50% plus, which is great news with crowds coming back to football in Victoria. Fingers crossed that they can have more than 50% at the Cattery for that one against the Dogs. But the AFL, I don't think, should ever have another Thursday night without footy. I can't believe that they're thinking in the last four rounds of this season to not have Thursday night footy. I think Thursday night's almost become bigger. In fact, I reckon it has become bigger than Friday night as the main primetime fixture slot for the weekend, because it sets the tone for the whole weekend. You get a Thursday night game like we did last night, you can't wait for another dose of footy tonight. It's the perfect way to set the stage for the AFL. People love Thursday night footy. I love Thursday night footy. Doesn't always have to be in Victoria. It works quite well in many other states as well. Crowds come, so why wouldn't you put it on every week? And give some teams some prime time action as well.